five or six drawers for storage of linens or your clothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And usually it's without a mirror, but some of them have a small mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes a high boy is the only thing you find in a bedroom. You
mm-hmm.
don't have, they'll have a little dressing table, possibly in the boudoir, if it's known now as the powder room.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, did this house have a boudoir?
Well, I'm sure that my mother's home. Well, I've got her wedding bedroom suit now. Just think that would be, I guess, pretty nearly 100
mm-hmm.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
But they were equipped with brass beds and iron beds,
mm-hmm.
bedsteads.
Mm-hmm. So that is really getting back there,
mm-hmm.
going back to those
mm-hmm.
brass bedsteads. Now, did this house have anything above, between the ceiling and the roof? Was there any storage area between the ceiling and the roof part of the house, or do you remember?
No, I'm sure not. Had an attic.
Mm-hmm.
But no, unless it was especially built for storage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was built at the time of the house.
It had an attic, but you really couldn't, it wasn't accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're also interested in the kitchen. How was the kitchen laid out? What was in the kitchen?
Well, very spacious. Old-time kitchens were very spacious
mm-hmm.
because they accommodated most of the time a large wood range.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think maybe later years they added little coal oil stoves, possibly for quick boiling,
mm-hmm.
and then fireless cookers.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had a three-well fireless cooker, and she spent all morning heating the rocks. And what I can't see there was any saving for fuel, because you're all morning heating the rocks to cook the food in the fireless cooker.
Mm. No, it doesn't. It seems like it'd be awfully hot, doesn't it? Now, what do you call just worthless things that accumulate around the house, but that you tend to save anyway? You think, well, there might be some use for it. Do you have a term that you say, I'm collecting a lot of?
Well, I don't know, unless you term rummage, but we usually speak rummage of something you want to dispose of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mother was tremendous on that.
If you had a lot of things in the closet that you didn't really consider particularly useful, you said there's a lot of blank in that closet, what would you say? Nothing occurs to you?
No.
Okay. What about a room? Some people have a room that doesn't really serve any useful purpose, except it's just a place to kind of stow things. What would you call it?
Well, I would say now some people call the auxiliary living room a den.
Mm-hmm.
They might have the TV and the radio, and the kids are allowed to sit on the floor and play jacks maybe.
Mm-hmm.
In the living.
But I'm thinking of a room that's not really used for living. It's just used for
storage.
Mm-hmm. Usually just maybe a little small room.
Well,
no,
other than just a big closet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When your mother or even you would go in and do all the necessary things to get the house livable and all in place, what would you call that? You'd say, my mother was what?
Cleaning the house, is that what you mean?
Okay, so we just want to know what you would say. Whatever.
Cleaning the house. Oh, I was raised on that. I got a clean house today.
And probably a different chore every day. Now, what did you use to sweep the floor with?
Broom.
Uh-huh.
Then I graduated from the broom to a carpet sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
Then from a carpet sweeper went to the vacuum.
Mm-hmm. If someone had put the broom right here, and the door was swung back, and I said, where's the broom? What would you say?
I'd say behind the kitchen door.
Okay.